Here's retirement phase expert Phil Cannella with today's report.
We all have bad habits. Some procrastinate, others are extremely disorganized. But what are some of the bad financial habits that are holding back Americans from achieving their savings and investment goals? Today, I'll tell you the worst habit all savers and investors face and the best way to overcome it. But first, think about where you learned to manage money. According to recent statistics, you most likely learned about your finances at home or from watching your parents or older siblings. Only 16.4% of the 13 million high school students across the country in 2017 were required to take a personal financial course to graduate. In 2015, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau reported that parents were found to be critical in forming their children's financial literacy. When parents have bad money habits, they pass those habits on to their children. And that's according to a study from asset management firm T. Rowe Price. If you're a parent, here are three good habits to instill in your children to give them a good financial start. 1. Help research your child's loan options to understand the impact those decisions will have on their future. 2. Have them get a credit card and pay the balance due every month to build early credit. 3. Do not have them turn down minimum wage jobs, especially if it's in their chosen profession. This will give them experience and income. Now, as promised, what's the worst financial habit for parents and children alike? It's called instant gratification. Many people, young or old, are guilty of this because we all live in a world where we want everything and we want it now. This is why, time and time again, investors get burned on the stock market because they refuse to follow the cardinal rule of investing. Buy low, sell high. They never sell. They're always after bigger gains and more gratification. Now, the best way to overcome this, and the simplest, is to exercise discipline and delay that gratification. Don't get sucked in by the possibility of receiving instant gratification and gains today that can disappear tomorrow. That's gambling. Find an investment that is guaranteed to grow your money and never step back. That's peace of mind.
Crash Proof Retirement LLC is not licensed to sell securities, nor do they recommend securities to anyone at any time. Any interviews conducted by Retirement Media, Inc. are not to be considered endorsements.
Live from the Crash Proof Retirement Studios in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, this is the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small, a production of Retirement Media, Inc. Now, Phil Cannella.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of our Crash Proof Retirement Show. I am joined with my courageous and lovely and beautiful co-host, Joanne Small, and also Mr. Bob Bambera, the consumer defender, who is here to ask the questions you would ask if you were sitting in front of Joanne and I. Joanne, how are you this morning? You look beautiful.
After that introduction, I'm fantastic.
And Bob, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thank you for asking. Happy to be here. And as always, Joanne, it's great seeing you.
Now, our goal as consumer advocates at Crash Proof Retirement is to educate you and inform people like you in and near retirement. As a part of our mission, our quest, our goal is to uncover scams and wrongdoings. That's one reason why we've interviewed Professor Jamie Hopkins from the prestigious American College in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. Professor Hopkins is an assistant professor of taxation with a master's degree at American College. He also works for the New York Life Center of Retirement Income, whose goal is to improve the retirement income security of Americans. Well, if you want to protect your retirement income, ladies and gentlemen, you better become tax-proof. Unless you think taxes are not going to go up tremendously in the future, I believe they will. Now, my first question to the good Professor Hopkins was about safety and security for people in and near retirement that are invested with Wall Street's risky business. Listen to Professor Jamie Hopkins of the American College in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, and his response to this question. What would be your advice to our listeners and to the everyday hard-working investor on how to stay safe and secure?
One of the best strategies, plans out there is be well diversified. Too often do I run into people that say, I'm okay for retirement, I've got all this money in my 401k, that's it. Well, you might have a lot of money in there, but having all your money in one place with one account that's going to be taxed at whatever the current tax rate is, there's a risk there. And a lot of people don't take those risks into consideration. But if I split my money really between three different accounts, you know, after-tax money, qualified plan at work and my Roth IRA, well, I've really minimized some of the risk of changing tax rates, and that's a big one. And people need to be more aware of that this isn't a one-shot trick for retirement, that we need a bunch of different things, and we need a bunch of different asset location areas to put our money in order to be successful.
Can one safely invest their retirement account in securities? Are people safe with securities in today's economy?
Well, the couple years right before and right after retirement, that's really the danger area, the 2 years leading up to it and the 2 years right after it. And in my opinion, and there's some good research to back this up too, is that that four-year period, you really should reduce your security investments. And so, you know, whether you're moving to safer investments right around then, or you held a cash reserve and you use that up then, or whether you annuitized, which is an option for some people too, purchasing some insurance product, transferring that risk to somebody else, those are the strategies you can use. But we are talking about a lot of people, and a lot of people feel really confident when the market's high.
Mm-hmm.
And you start seeing that confidence increase. But if the market drops 40% the year I retire and I have to take a withdrawal from my account, I'm in bad shape. We want to reduce that as much as possible.
How about you eliminate it? Protecting your retirement nest egg is one of the big motivators in Professor Jamie Hopkins' life, and it is certainly the main motivation and quest behind what we do here at Crash Proof Retirement. So in the near future, it's very important that people get themselves educated.
So for those of you listening and you have not been educated on these safe environments or Crash Proof Retirement System, does that sound too good to be true? Well, most of our crash-proof consumers thought so at one time or another, until they received a complete education. So don't just take my word for it. Listen to these crash-proof consumers who no longer worry about the stock market's ups and downs, and they now have peace of mind.
Catherine Capizzi, Red Hill, Pennsylvania. Crash-proof retirement is peace of mind for your future. And I would tell these people, don't be afraid to go listen to the information that's given. Read everything that's given. Give them a chance to explain everything to you and make your own decision for it.
I'm John Poligno from Williamstown, New Jersey. Well, the main thing is the fact I'm not going to lose my principal. You get to a certain point where you just can't gamble anymore. I just like it because I go to sleep at night. I don't have to worry. I want to thank Phil Cannell and Joanne Small for, you know, being really honest people. They're down to earth. They give you the facts. You can mull through those facts and come up with your own decision at the end. And I'm just grateful to Phil and Joanne for really looking out after mainly the seniors, whereas others don't. And that's what I found with them.
Hi, I'm Doug Floor. I live in Richboro, Pennsylvania. Over the last 5 years, Crash Proof Retirement has given me peace of mind with my finances overall. I like where it's left me. I have protected my nest egg, and I'm looking for things to continue on and improve even. You can tweak every year. At the annual review, you can look at your choices, change things, change percentages, add to it. I enjoyed basically protecting my money, and I feel much more at ease and actually freed up in a way to live my life without having to worry too much about it.
Margaret Yocum, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Crash Proof Retirement means to us that we don't have to get worried about what the market's going to do. Do I have to call a broker today and move it? Do I have to ask the broker if he has the wherewithal of knowing where to move it? Is it maxed out? Is it coming down? Is it correcting itself? This way, you can go about your life and know that your money is financially secure. I just really feel that Crash Proof Retirement is a wonderful system when a person gets into the autumn of their life and they want less hassle, less fear, less worry, and this gives security and peace of mind.
Go on to YouTube and listen to the receivers. We have well over 300 testimonials from over 5,000 Crash Proof consumers around the country who will tell you for themselves what they've experienced. Our proprietary Crash Proof system that is exclusive will provide tax-free income with little-known laws that many advisors overlook and are not aware of. Do you realize that you can have a tax-free income guaranteed off your retirement accounts? Do you realize that you can have a tax-favored income through our system, the crash-proof system? Even if it's not retirement money, you can still have a tax-free income. Learn about it. Educate yourself about it. Investigate about it, because we have the knowledge and we would like to share it with you. You can have a guaranteed income, guaranteed no taxes, guaranteed growth without taxes on any retirement account. But you do have to be careful who you deal with. Again, our main quest is to uncover wrongdoing. And there is a lot of wrongdoing that we're going to cover here locally, and what you're hearing on some of these radio shows and how some of these people are telling you, you get a 15% bonus, you get a 10% signing bonus with 6% added to your principal. These are all deceptive sales tactics. You need to look into the fine print, or you need to simply call your consumer advocate, me or Joanne, at 800-722-9728, and we'd be more than happy to help you. Now, Joanne Small and I have a fiduciary responsibility to put the needs of our clients first. It is legally required ahead of our own needs. That is not the case on Wall Street. They operate with no fiduciary responsibility. So I asked Professor Jamie Hopkins, the assistant professor of taxation at the American College in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, about the importance of having an advisor, a professional that has a fiduciary standard, especially when it comes to working with your money that you've worked a lifetime for. Here is Mr. Hopkins' response to my question. Don't you feel like fiduciary responsibility in any industry is important, particularly the security industry, where you don't know if you're getting a sales pitch or good financial advice?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, my opinion and not really an endorsement of the American College opinion, but my personal opinion as a professor, as an educator, as, you know, someone in this market, that I absolutely think that we should really have a fiduciary standard across the board. And hopefully we get there. I think that there's an appetite from that, especially from consumers, when you find out that the person you're dealing with isn't a fiduciary. You get a little, you're surprised by that. You're thrown off guard by it. And so I don't think that's the right thing. If you're showing up, you're thinking somebody should always act in the best interest of you, but then they're applying some suitability standard instead, and that's a surprise, that's not a good thing. My hope as an industry, we move towards more fiduciary standards.
You have people working a lifetime trying to keep what they've earned, but yet without a fiduciary responsibility from these financial firms, from the advisors that represent them, right down to the investment banks, people don't know where to turn when it comes to financial advice.
I hope that we take that extra step and get to that fiduciary standard across the board. There's a big risk on the line, and with securities, with your retirement, there's a big risk on the line, right? It's 30 years of your life, possibly, that you're putting in these people's hands so that you're financially prepared for it. And I think that that fiduciary responsibility should be there. I think that's enough of an area where there's expertise, where you're taking care of somebody else, and they're kind of relying and trusting you, that there should be some fiduciary standard.
Now, that's the voice of Jamie Hopkins. He has an assistant professor of taxation at the American College in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. The American College is one of the exclusive professional colleges where professionals go to get their designations, like certified financial planners, designations such as that. Jamie Hopkins is at the top of his career with his master's degree in taxation. Now, that's just one of the many, many interviews that we do here at Crash Proof Retirement that we have conducted with these prestigious experts in the fields of retirement, finance, economics, politics, and regulation. When you attend a Crash Proof Retirement educational event, you will not only hear, but you'll see these exclusive interviews that are not going to be heard or seen on any other media, but you will hear it at our Crash Proof event. We'll be right back.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club. This educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you need to register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Crash Proof Retirement's one-of-a-kind, no-pressure educational process allowed Crash Proof consumers, John and Dawn Swiderski of Washington Township, New Jersey, to make an informed decision when presented with their custom-designed Crash Proof Retirement System.
There was never no pressure from Crash Proof Retirement. They gave you enough opportunity to go over it and, you know, make another appointment to meet them, have any appointments you want. We could have made more appointments if we wanted. If you're on the fence, I would urge you to go to a Crash Proof Retirement dinner or luncheon and listen to Phil and Joanne, hopefully make an appointment to talk to them again.
Questions were answered that we had, and it just seemed very open and easy to understand. It wasn't over our heads, and it really was a nice experience.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it's all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event happening on Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now let's continue with more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
Thank you very much, Bob. And as people know, you rely on your common sense and not on the faith of others' words. That is going to be the principle of today. You have to see to believe and not hear and believe. So rely on your common sense. That's very, very true.
You're right. And the number is 800-722-9728. That's 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com. And the reason we're saying that is because you are going to receive right now some very important information that might affect your retirement future.
And it's very important to understand this. There is a Titanic of investment accounts out there, and people don't know they're on the Titanic of this investment. And it's the worst financial vehicle in the history of the world. Many advisors tout it and sell it and give you all the good points, which are kind of like they're telling you it's solid gold and it's gold plated. We've interviewed Ron Miller. He's the president and founder of the Loss Recovery Center. Now, this is a great story. He started the Loss Recovery Center in 1988. And what that firm does, it's the nation's leading consumer firm that goes after the big guys, the Goliaths of the financial industry, like Bank of America type firms. And he represents the little guy. And a lot of his cases have to do with variable annuities. Now, why this is very interesting, Ron Miller started this loss recovery center representing the little guy because of something that happened to his parents. I want you to listen very carefully when I spoke to Ron and listen to why he started this center, and I'll give you just a little intro. He was a broker, and he was a senior vice president, a broker in the office in which he operated. He overseen 40 other brokers. Here's Ron Miller, founder and president of the Loss Recovery Center, and he started this in 1988 because of what happened to his mom and dad. Ron Miller, here in your bio, it shows your main motivation in starting Loss Recovery Center was your own mother and father, that you yourself was a security broker and had recommended investment accounts to your mom and dad because you were told by executives in your financial firm that these were the financial vehicles to be in. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I can tell you that all I did wrong was repeat what my firm said I could tell the public customers. And the public customers in this case included my mom and dad. And they were of the prior generation, the greatest generation, and they believed in what I told them because I was the broker that sold it to them. And I believed what my firm told me. It is what soured me against the brokerage firm because I realized that I was merely a pawn in their scheme of marketing. We'd get together in branch manager meetings, and they'd say, this is what we think is coming down the pike that's the best thing for your customers. And the reality is it's the best thing for the firm's bottom line because it's what they were getting the most money in upfront concessions on, and they were also keeping the largest piece of the broker's commission. So they were doing it for their benefit, not for the benefit of my mother and father.
Mr. Miller, how often do you litigate against advisors selling variable annuities?
Every month we're in litigation on a variable annuity. I would suspect that probably 20 or 25% of the cases that I'm involved in currently are variable annuities. I see so many variable annuities in IRA or retirement accounts. The reality is there is one person who does come out good on the variable annuities, and that's the salesperson. The commissions on those run on the low end 4% and as high as 8% of your money. And then you have such a high hurdle because of the fees and the mortality expenses built into those. You have the underlying mutual fund fees. You have the upfront costs you have to overcome. And to get back to being even or ahead, you have to take too much risk. The only way to recover from a bad environment is not to be there in the first place.
Given a choice, how would you view the security industry? A desert of fraud or an oasis of truth?
I believe it is a desert and that it is a fraud. In fact, let me tell you what one judge said. Few brokers are immune to the temptation to consider their financial interests from time to time while they're advising their clients. And he goes on to say, and this is the critical thing, being at once a salesman and a counselor is too much of a burden for most mortals.
Particularly if they're like the news agencies that are not required to have a license or any oversight. You know, Wall Street doesn't have a fiduciary duty, so your advisors don't have to tell you about the fees that you just heard Ron Miller, president and founder of the Loss Recovery Center. And it is a great story. What is motivating is that he was motivated because he believed in the firm, put his parents in that ill-fated financial risk that he recommended, and he... Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And so out of a negative, Ron Miller, which you have to respect, is now representing the little person, so that doesn't happen. I guess that's his retribution or what he should be doing. But he's not the only one that thinks that. This is Susie Ehrman. She is one of America's most recognized experts on personal finance. In fact, she's an internationally known as a financial expert and advisor. You know, she's been on TV for many years helping America avoid financial traps that advisors don't talk about. And she is a two-time Emmy Award-winning television host, which is pretty impressive. And she is also a magazine and online columnist, writer, slash producer. Susie Ehrman is one of the top motivational speakers, not just in the country, but in the world. And she's certainly familiar with variable annuities. And the way you could tell you have a variable annuity is by getting a quarterly statement from your life insurance institution. Here is Susie Ehrman telling you what she thinks about variable annuities and what she thinks about advisors who put you in them.
There is more than meets the eye when it comes to variable annuities. They're sold to you under the pretense you will never get less than what you originally put in. Now, that is true. But you have to die for that to be true. You have to pay a mortality charge. It is usually 1.3% for every 1,000 that you put in there. You are paying for that insurance. They're not just giving you that because they're nice. I don't want you to put money in something that you have to die to get it back to where it should be. So, why does your financial advisor want to sell you a variable annuity? In most cases, not all, they will make a 4, 5, 6, 7% commission on the amount of money that they are investing for you. Now, let me just say this. There are many, many, many financial advisors out there that are worth their weight in gold. How would you know that you haven't found one of those if they offer to put your retirement money in a variable annuity?
Can't think any better than that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You've heard both of the interviews. Ron Miller, president and founder of Loss Recovery Center, Susie Werman, one of the most recognized financial personal planners, both tell folks they are averaging 4, 5, 6, Ron Miller said 8. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, because there's no fiduciary responsibility and it's the security industry, it is a dark room, a minefield, and any step can blow up your investment account. In your variable annuity, and the reason, you know, think about the word variable, your principal is going up and down, and you're paying for that. There are many fees that you weren't told about. The contract itself from the insurance company is not going to disclose most of the fees. There's something called a book of perspectives and the statement of additional information, two documents. And every 12,000 mutual funds have to publish them once a year. When you get into a variable annuity, that performance on that contract is based on subaccounts and their mutual funds. And a lot of fees lie within those mutual funds that you weren't told about. So the average variable annuity is about 5%. As you heard our two experts tell you, anywhere from 4 to 8, it's around 5%. If you don't think that's a big deal, 5% of your balance in that variable annuity all years, think of this. Every 10 years, you're giving up 50% of that account balance, whether you made money or not. I want you to ponder that for a little bit, because not only do you have those fees in that variable annuity, but you have risk of market crashes, which would affect those mutual funds, which that account is based on. So for that reason, many experts don't like those accounts. They're winners for advisors, because in the mutual funds, there's an ongoing fee, which you don't know about, but it's in there if you read the book of perspectives, called 12B1 fees. And they're averaging 1.5%, according to the Morningstar report, and it goes to the advisor to put you in that variable annuity. Once you understand variable annuities, you'll get it. How about Jill Schlesinger? Have you heard of her? She's an Emmy-nominated business analyst for CBS News. Now, Jill appears on CBS radio often and television stations nationwide, covering the economy, markets, investing, and anything that involves a dollar, and she translates complicated business and economic news into everyday language, understandable language. Now, she does this weekly. She's on Marketplace Weekend, by the way, and she is a contributor to Money Magazine, Jill Schlesinger, and this is what she has to say about variable annuities.
While many tout variable annuities as a way to save for retirement, they're notorious for high fees. According to Morningstar, the average annual expense on variable annuities is almost double that of mutual funds. And variable annuities can lock up your money for several years. Surrender fees start at 9% if you withdraw money during your first year of ownership.
Now, that's Jill Schlesinger talking about variable annuities. There's many disadvantages, and the reason why Joanne and I are doing this show today, because we want to get the word out. Once the market collapses, and that is on the calendar, ladies and gentlemen, we interview the brightest minds in the areas in which we seek the interviews. So the brightest economists, the most in-depth researchers, Professor Huzar, who implemented the quantitative easing in 2009, which many don't know what that is, but that's the stimulus program Professor Huzar put in 2009 of the $1.25 trillion. We interviewed that guy. Who better to ask about what's going to happen when that stopped in 2014? When you hear this show, it's based on the facts that we receive from the brightest minds in the areas in which we seek the facts. So if it's economics, well, we interviewed Harry Dent, who accurately predicted in the 80s that Japan would fall into a recession and never come out. Harry was right. It's called the lost years for Japan. It's now over 20 years Japan has been in market crash mode, meaning that they crashed and they never came back. 20 years. That's called the recession. A recession is local to a country. Their real estate dropped 67% and never came back. And Harry Dent pointed out back in the 80s, he was the only guy to point this out of all the economists. He pointed out that that was going to happen because of Japan's aging population. Demographics, ladies and gentlemen, going through society. How many ages are puffing up a consumption bubble? Well, there was a pretty big age group that was born in Japan, their baby boomers, and it pumped up a great consumption bubble, made for a good economy for many years. They peaked in 1988, as Harry indicates. But he knew that when that age population aged, that things would change economically. And Harry was right. Japan now has an average baby boomer at 85 years of age. And what's on the menu at that age group? Hip replacements, knee replacements, nursing home stays, walkers, and even cemeteries, right? And as you get older and people pass away, as they're doing in Japan, because it's an aging large segment of their population passing on, are they sellers or buyers of real estate? It makes sense that they're going to be sellers. So because of Japan's aging population, the explosion they had in births is now averaging over 80. Their economy and their economy's consumption bubble has popped, and there's no hope of it coming back. Japan is over $30 trillion in debt. They're the third largest economy. And if another of the one out of the top 10 get in the position that Japan's in, it will start a domino effect around the world, because it's a world economic system now of the next depression, and it will count for the sixth one now. There's been five. The last one was in 1929, and each one of these depressions came because of too much debt.
And how would that affect the variable annuity?
Well, thank you for bringing me back on the rails. I want everyone to know, because no one's telling them.
I know.
The way that affects the variable annuity is because those weighted fees we're talking about, average 5% a year, when the market goes up, you folks that have them right now, because you took them after 08 or 09, you took them in the low. And of course, the market went up. You're not going to notice those fees. But that account did not go up as fast as your others because it was holding you back because of those fees. Now, here's the fear, and it happens every time with these type of accounts called variable annuities. When that market corrects, just like it did in 02, just like it did in 08 and 09, that variable annuity with 5% fee is going to go down like it has lead boots on. Because before you make zero, that account has to make 5% to make those fees up. And I've seen it after the 01 and 02 crash. I've never seen a variable annuity prior to 02. And if you have one, I'd love to see it so we can praise it. I've never seen a variable annuity come back that was taken out prior to the 02 crash. And I've seen a lot of them. I've never seen one recover because the fees keep it back. You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. And I know I might be worrying you if you have a variable annuity. I don't want you to worry. I want to tell you that we have a solution. We've done this on a weekly basis for many consumers. If you come into my consumer-driven office, we'll do the same thing we did for Villanova University Professor Falcone. Came through our process, went to an educational event, and then I made the most important call for this civil engineer, this professor. And you might think, at that level, with PhDs, doctor degrees, professors, that he understood this variable annuity. This should show all listeners, no matter what degree of an education you have, no matter what degree of experience you think you have in the financial industry of Wall Street, here's a professor who was in these contracts, him and his wife, Linda, who is a retired school teacher now. She taught for 30 years. Here's what they had to say. Two very highly intellectual people found out something they didn't know about their variable annuity. Here's Professor Falcone.
The variable annuity is not a good vehicle to get into because the fees are too high and the long-term benefits aren't what we thought they were going to be. I don't think that the variable annuity is a good vehicle for people to use in the retirement years. I'm not sure it's a good vehicle to use anytime.
The sell of the variable annuity is designed to keep the prospective client in the dark. They don't want you to know the ins and outs of exactly the way the program works. You're asked to sign on the dotted line before you actually understand, and that's by design, because I think 90% of people would say, well, no, I don't think that's for us, if they really understood what they were buying into.
The truth of the matter is, and I really do believe this now, is that our financial advisor is not helping our retirement plan. I'm helping his retirement plan.
Yes, definitely.
You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We'll be right back after this break.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Canella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club. This educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you need to register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. When you attend a Crash Proof educational event, you'll see us unveil the exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System, expose the relationship between mainstream media and the stock market, administer the advisor trust test, and play exclusive interviews documenting why you need a market crash prevention plan. I want you to listen to the actual words of some of the thousands of people who attend our Crash Proof events every year and hear what they think. We'll start with a group of people who attended an event explaining what they learned from Phil Canella and Joanne Small.
David Brill from Bedminster, Pennsylvania. First off, I learned tonight that I want to look further into the Crash Proof Retirement Program. I need to do my homework, as I was taught. Stability is really what I desire, not the risk. I don't really need that anymore.
Hi, I'm John Slagowski. I'm from Newark, Delaware. Phil earned my trust because of a lot of things that he mentioned about the economy presently, where it is, where it has been. He also mentioned Babe Ruth and how Babe Ruth hadn't lost his investment, whereas if he had invested in the stock market, for example, which goes up and goes way down, and you can actually end up losing your principal. Whereas what Babe Ruth did is he had invested in insurance companies and they never go bankrupt.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, the Crash Proof Retirement Educational Event is truly a unique educational experience. You'll discover the safe alternatives outside of the securities industry utilized in the proprietary Crash Proof Retirement System that guarantee you never lose a penny of your principal and also guarantee you always move forward, documented with real statements by over 5,000 Crash Proof consumers. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event happening on Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now let's continue with more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Canella and Joanne Small.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. When we interviewed H. David Kotz at the SEC office in Washington, D.C., he was the nation's top cop in overseeing compliance within the Security Exchange Commission. He has since left that position. But when I sat down with H. David Kotz, then the Inspector General, he was very gracious with his time. He agreed to a 15-minute interview, but it turned out to be a monumental 75-minute interview, which showed what was really going on with inside the SEC and Wall Street. Here's H. David Kotz, then the Inspector General of the Security Exchange Commission, in an exclusive interview with Crash Proof Retirement. Walk me through your thoughts in your mind and tell us what you think is your biggest block in trying to accomplish what you're trying to do here at the SEC. What's your biggest challenge?
I think just generally in the federal government, management is often a big challenge. Taking appropriate action where there is wrongdoing or misconduct, you know, and managers often are reluctant to take action against people who work for them. It's difficult to take action, it involves litigation, can be very messy, you know, it takes time out of the regular work that you do. I think in general, that's always a challenge, to get the manager to do the right thing, whether it's terminate or discipline an employee who engages in wrongdoing. It's very important to do that because it sends a message to the rest of the folks in the agency that this is not going to be tolerated, and then you have a much more productive work environment.
That was the voice of H. David Kotz, then the Inspector General. He was there during a very important time period.
Really.
He was there in the bankruptcy of General Motors, and he witnessed the fleecing. He was there when Goldman Sachs literally milked their investors out of $1 billion and only got penalized $500 million. He was there, most importantly, the downfall of Lehman Brothers, a 165-year-old investment bank, and Bear Stearns going out of business, and he was there during the market crash. So he was there during a pivotal time in our country's economic times, and he explained a lot in that interview. And what shocked me the most is two things. When I was asking the questions, I couldn't believe the answers he was giving us. I was amazed and appalled at the same time. That has never happened to me before. I mean, one, I couldn't believe what he was saying, and two, I was appalled. I mean, I couldn't understand. This is the federal government agency allowing this to go on. Yeah. We have people taking positions in the federal government agency called the Security Exchange Commission, and they come from financial firms like Wells Fargo and Morgan Stanley and UBS as executives, and they're allowed to take a position inside the Security Exchange Commission as executives. This is what's known as the revolving door. Many people aren't aware of it, but this has been around, the revolving door with the SEC for 20 years,
it's
a big, big concern.
Yeah.
So to explain what this is, the revolving door means this, ladies and gentlemen. It means if you're an executive from UBS, Wells Fargo, or any of these full-fledged investment banks like Bank of America, these executives come to the SEC to take position as executives within inside the regulatory agency to put loopholes in, to meet their connections, and they only stay there for a few months or just maybe over a year, and this is why it's called the revolving door, because then they leave and go back to the original financial firm they were executives with to take a higher position for higher pay to show those firms how to fleece the everyday investor. Now, yet, the federal government agency called the Security Exchange Commission is there to protect the everyday investor. This is a direct question I asked Kotz, and I want you to listen to what he had to say. These are the type of interviews that I'm going to document to you right from our federal government agency that no other news channel can. Here's H. David Kotz, and here's your very own Phil Cannella asking a tough question. Why is it that executives come to the SEC to put regulations in place, and then only they leave, and days or weeks later take positions as executives from the very firms they're putting policies in to protect people so that they can show these firms how to navigate around it? Do you see that as a big problem still?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a concern. You know, part of it is a situation where if you have experience in SEC-related matters, you're generally going to gravitate to financial entities because that's where your experience is. But I do think that there have to be policies and procedures put into place to ensure that information that is learned in the SEC is not then shared with folks outside.
Two words. You think it's a good idea not to share it with the enemy?
Yeah, really.
I mean, that is equivalent as a police station. You're the chief of police, and you're going to the federal prisoners to pick out your policemen. You're using criminals as policemen. You're bringing in the very executives from financial firms that are training their advisors how to fleece us, and you're letting them know the game plan. They're not protecting us, and you're hearing that. I mean, you see the acceleration in my voice. Every time I hear that cut, I'm appalled. I can't believe it's a facade that the federal government is there to protect us, and yet you have their own inspector general saying, hey, it's a good idea you don't let these people in from financial firms because you're letting them know how we operate, and that's what's fleecing the people. What do you think is going on in the federal government agencies in this country, ladies and gentlemen? I want you to listen to some of the reactions from people who come out to our programs, and after showing them this exclusive interview that you're not going to see anywhere, listen to how the everyday investor felt after coming out to our last event.
My name is Robert Gordon. I live in Warwick, Pennsylvania, out in Bucks County. I think the videos were phenomenally good. Mr. Kotz certainly enlightened us tremendously on the fact that we really do need some regulation. And I'm not a big regulation guy, but I certainly learned today regulations are absolutely imperative when it comes to this particular industry.
My name's Marianne Leamy. I'm from Ridley Park, Pennsylvania. I thought the Inspector General was very forthright, very knowledgeable. I like the fact that he looked directly at Phil when he was speaking and he didn't look all over. So I felt that everything he said was on the up and up.
I'm Mary Ann Giuliano. I am in Ridley, Pennsylvania. When he was talking about the fact that, yeah, we're going to have to look into that, about them coming into the SEC and getting information and going back to their prospective jobs, I was like, oh my gosh, they know it and they're actually saying this, you know, so we all hear it and they know it. And and what are they doing about it?
That's the federal government.
That really floored me when he said that.
Being the chief editor, founder, CEO of Retirement Media, one of two media companies that got this gentleman's interview, I don't have anyone over me. I ask the questions that represents the everyday investor. I ask the tough questions without having to feel any repercussions from anyone, because I am the founder and I do ask the tough questions. And I was just as surprised as you, the listener, to the answer this gentleman was giving me. And as he gave me the answer to the first tough question, to the second tough question, it was all anything I wanted to ask, anything I could think of, I asked. And what was the polling after that is that I took this 75-minute interview, and there's a website where all media companies go to draw their stories from. It's a common website. I posted it on that website where journalists go, editors go, chief editors go, newspaper guys go, and they pull their articles, they pull their interviews they want. I posted it there before I started showing it because I didn't want to dilute it. I had hopes that a major network would want to show the interview. Yeah. And I thought that that would put my media company on the map. But more importantly, it would alert people, the everyday investor, that they're not being protected by the federal government agency called the United States Security Exchange Commission. The executives there are there for their own self-dealing reasons. But when the interview stayed up on that website for 30 days and not one inquiry, not one inquiry, they all stayed away from it, I started showing that interview at every educational event. And within 4 months of showing that interview, I got a two-page letter from the Security Exchange Commission from a trial lawyer by the name of attorney Stephen Barton, demanding, requesting, and commanding. They were the three words. We request, we demand, and we command. Right? They were the three words that they used. We command, we demand, and we're requesting that you pull that interview. I said, absolutely not. And still today, many of you have not seen the interview, and nothing's changed with inside the SEC. And this is why I urge you to understand where the safe brickhouse industry is. In all the years, not one life insurance institution has ever gone out of business due to a market crash that many corporations have. Here's just a few people that attended our last event that understand what we show them at these events. We document them from credible sources. You just heard from one of the highest federal regulators called the Inspector General. Here are just a few people that attended our last program.
I knew Wall Street was a place that you had to be really aware of. I've had ups and downs since I started, and you can't trust them. Let me put it that way. They'll take you over quicker than anything.
What I learned at tonight's event was a confirmation and at the same time addition to my suspicions of what goes on behind the scenes, both in the hidden fees and the manipulations by the institutions in the stock market. The private investor are victims of institutions, and I've experienced this loss in the past and just not ready to do it again.
I don't think these financial guys at Wall Street, they don't have a soul as far as I'm concerned. People work hard all their life for whatever savings they have, and to lose them when they need it the most, it's a terrible thing.
I learned about the lack of honesty coming from the stock market, coming from the government, and that there is alternative ways out there of protecting yourself. There is ways of making sure that you're financially protected and you can hold on to your retirement.
Mr. Canella reinforced what I already felt about Washington and Wall Street, which they're pretty much intertwined. They're not looking out for middle America. They never were. So you're pretty much on your own to survive. And Middle America, hardworking America, taxpaying Americans need an advocate. They need somebody who knows the system, who knows how to navigate their way through the system, and is honest and will tell his clients the truth.
It is about the truth. And by getting the truth, it gives you clarity, transparency. And that's what you need as an investor. When you understand that the federal regulators are not regulating, and it's legal, they're not regulating. When you understand the financial firms called your Wells Fargo's, your UBS's, your Merrill Lynch's, when you realize that they know that they cannot lose their license, they cannot be regulated, they go on unregulated, then you start to begin to understand how it's a direct access to your account, how it's going to affect you personally. Because if there is no policy to protect people from these financial firms, if there's no accountability or fiduciary responsibility to the federal government agency called the Security Exchange Commission, who have the revolving door and let other people come in and know the game plan, how is the everyday investor going to be protected? This is why it's important that you come to the next educational event, and I'm going to have Mr. Bob Mavera give you some more information. And as I've always done in the past, I invite financial advisors, security reps, and any professional that is interested in learning how to protect and crash-proof their consumer's future. We'll be right back.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Canella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club. This educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you need to register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Since becoming a Crash Proof consumer, Louis Licio of Turnersville, New Jersey, can enjoy peace of mind in retirement, knowing that no matter what the stock market does, his savings are not subject to market volatility.
Crash Proof means peace of mind. I'm now retired. My only income right now is Social Security, and I don't have any fear of what my future is going to bring. I know there's going to be money there as I live out the rest of my years here, and if I don't make it, it'll be there for my wife. It's just the peace of mind that I have right now. It's non-describable to be able to sleep at nighttime, to hear about the stock market going up and down, the economy's doing this, the economy's doing that. I don't worry about that anymore, and I used to. Thank you. I can't say enough about you.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it's all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event happening on Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Well, we would like to thank you so much for listening to this edition of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Canella and Joanne Small. And we also want to thank all of the Crash Proof consumers who gave testimonials on this program as they are helping to educate the everyday investor on how mainstream media is inaccurate when it comes to your finances. And you can take a look at all of the interviews and testimonials that you heard on today's show by visiting crashproofretirement.com. There you will find over 300 of the more than 5,000 Crash Proof consumers who now have peace of mind in retirement. And we invite you to listen in again tomorrow to another edition of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show at 1 p.m. following the sounds of Sinatra with the legendary Sid Mark right here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. Joanne?
Anyone can say words. Okay, it's air coming at you. The bottom line is You back it up and you put it in writing. If someone can't put it in writing, then you better run as fast as you possibly can. And the whole point of our radio show is to get people to understand that you have to take the control and put it back in your hands. People are coming to our educational events not for the free dinner. They're packing our rooms because we're all concerned about what's happening. Take the next step. Come to our next educational event. Call 800-722-9728. But if you're that concerned, call 800-722-9728 and come in and start your education now.
Yeah, another 30 days from now can mean a lot to your portfolio, ladies and gentlemen. You might not necessarily want to wait to the next event. You may want to come in sooner to get a glimpse of whether this will be for you or not. And finally, Mr. Bambara, any last words, sir?
Yeah, just listen, Joanne made a great point. People are coming in for a reason. You know that this is not going to last. You know that the foundation in your retirement is not a firm foundation. Come and call 1-800-722-9728.
You know, life gives us experience for personal development, but appreciate the lessons and what you've learned throughout your life, because life is truly the real master of having an education. And finally, to you, Dad, you've been my true hero in life, and you've showed me how to step forward when any obstacle blocks my path. I love you, Dad.
I'm Helen Smith.
Bill Smith from Aston, Pennsylvania. My message to Phil and Joanne is
Thank you. Keep doing
the work that you're doing. We need more Phil's and Joanne's out there. We really do. We need less of the financial advisors that are out there and more of people that are really saying, you're in the part of your life where you're not looking at volatility providing you with any gains, assuming that it does over a period of time. You're in a period of life where now you want to keep the money you've earned and be able to live off that money.